Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Len Elmore. Len, good morning. What is up?
Hey, Bob. You tell me.
Yeah, well, a little of this, a little of that, as you know, Len Elmore. Before we get to Buzz Williams and Maryland, I saw Paul Feinbaum kind of took a shot at Buzz, saying that the guy that replaced him at Texas A&M is a better coach than him, but we'll get into that. You played in one of the most heartbreaking games, certainly in the history of Maryland basketball, in the history of college basketball, the 74 ACC championship game. You're number 4 in the country. You lose to NC State. You don't even get invited to the tournament because there weren't enough teams. Those were the rules. Last night's game. That might not even have been, Len, the worst loss in Houston championship game history going back to 83, but you can relate to that pain. So how are those kids feeling today with a little time to reflect on what happened?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's still hurting. And, you know, you're always going over what ifs. And, you know, particularly the shooter, you know, the idea of going through the motion, you got to get a shot. And I think that if he went through his full motion, he might have gotten fouled because he got the defender to commit. So I'm not sure what happened, and I'm sure that's something that they're talking about. It, but you know, I think eventually they are proud of what they've accomplished, and that'll sink in pretty quickly. The fact that they did get to the finals, there are guys who can come back, and you know, they'll come back with renewed vigor, if you will. I feel worse for the guys who are done, because that was the feeling that I had, my fellow seniors had, that, you know, we're done. That was our last shot. And it lives with you. I mean, even to this day, it's what could we have done? So, but that's all part of growing up. That's all part of life. And, you know, you utilize those pains and those disappointments, utilize them to kind of inform how you live the rest of your life.
Now, Len, Florida went through Maryland to get to the championship in the Sweet 16. And, you know, the lead into that game itself was all about Kevin Willard and Damon Evans. Full disclosure, I don't know how often you listen to Vinny and Haney, 10-2, 105.7 The Fan on your Odyssey app. By the way, Len, just throwing that out there for you. But they would come on the show, and they're pleasant people, nice guys, not like we're personal friends with them. But that thing kind of exploded, almost overshadowing the tournament itself. It's certainly Maryland's accomplishment. So as you're watching it in real time and the drama that's been part of it, and certainly with Len Bias passing and Maryland being on probation, they've been through the ringer and then some as a program. But watching it happen as it was happening, what was Len Elmore, the Maryland alum, thinking about all of that soap opera stuff?
Well, first of all, so much of it obviously was past history, but, you know, that's from which you learn. And, you know, one of the things that really struck me is that, you know, we're still not learning. We're still afraid to think out of the box. We're still afraid to, you know, make decisions that, you know, may ultimately prove to be, you know, a positive move going to the future, but we'll never know because we don't take that risk. You know, it wasn't a risk to, after so many mistakes prior to his arrival, it wasn't a mistake to get someone like Gary Williams, someone who's an alum who was comfortable at Ohio State, but, you know, Maryland was able to get him there, and it wasn't a mistake or a problem for Gary Williams to kind of look forward and say that this is the only place that I want to be. And regardless of the chaos that he encountered and inherited, you know, he was able to make something out of it because of the continuity and realize that the longevity was going to make something. And what did it culminate into but a national championship? And you know, we look at our history and we see the many things that you just recounted, and we still don't learn. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, people who have influence who want and believe that, you know, success is going to come now. And I know this is a different world. This is a different environment in college sports where it's like pro sports and in many ways worse than pro sports, you know, where players are going to be mercenaries simply because they're going to the highest bidder. But, you know, there are some programs who sustain, and a lot of them that they sustain because of the continuity they have in leadership, both in the athletic department leadership as well as on the team leadership. And I'm hopeful that, you know, at some point we're going to realize that that's the case. Now, if Buzz Williams turns out to be the kind of coach that people want and expect, then that's great. I just hope, again, he understands the need for continuity and leadership development of players who and people who want to be at Maryland. But overall, I mean, we've made those mistakes over and over again. I just hope that this latest episode isn't another one of those mistakes.
Len Elmore, Maryland legend, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking some college hoops with you. Turning up Tuesday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. If you had your choice, Len, as to what Maryland guy could have taken over for Willard, Dwayne Simpkins, of course, took American U to the NCAA tournament, you know, 3 years. 4 years at Maryland, 3 tournaments, 2 Sweet 16s. Steve Blake threw his hat in the ring, one of the great Terps of all time himself. Who would you, if you were asked to suggest, who would you have suggested for that job?
I'm not sure that I can make that decision right now without doing some research. Sure. I also believe that, you know, young coaches like that, you mentioned Dwayne and others, maybe they're not absolutely ready to take over a program the size and significance at Maryland. So maybe they need a wisdom transfer. You know, why not think out of the box? You know, one of the things I noodled on and kind of ran it by him was, you know, why not get a coach like a John Lucas, who's an NBA coach. He's also considered still an assistant coach with an NBA team. But he has a camp where you look at so many of these guys, and I would suspect that, you know, some of the players from Houston, players throughout the country who are well-regarded, went through his camp. And John has recognized that, you know, NIL deals needed to be done, and he helped parents through those things. You know, his significant contacts on those areas. He doesn't want to coach much longer. He's 70-something years old, but you know, you've got other coaches who are that age. Rick Pitino is 73 years old. A year or two under, you know, a coach like that with maybe a young coach like Dwayne Simpkins or Steve Blake or someone else as associate head and ultimately gets that wisdom transfer and is ultimately ready in a couple years. I mean, that could have worked as well. But, you know, we just don't seem to have the patience to do that. I would suggest when people who are naysayers, you take a look at John's son, Jay Lucas, who is now the head coach at the University of Miami. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, he worked for Calipari, and he did. Yes, he worked under John Shire. Yes, he did. But do you think for those several years that's where he got his wisdom, that's where he got his chops to the point where he's hired as the head coach of a major Division I program? You know, I would suspect his old man is the one who delivered that wisdom and gave him that understanding of the game. So, you know, and I said that is not necessarily a direction to go, but it's something, it would have been something to think about in thinking out of the box, because what we've done over and over and over again is hire itinerant coaches that, you know, quite honestly have given us some taste of success but not a taste of continued success. So again, that example I gave might not be the answer, but it was something to think about.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Len, you know, like part of the problem could be, you know, like the AD leaves, so you kind of got a rudderless ship. Then who's in charge? Who's leading the charge? Is it the president or is it the biggest money guy? You know, who is doing that? Because are they getting their guy who they want instead of, like you said, maybe doing their due diligence on, you know, a Lucas and, you know, Maryland type guys?
Well, I'm not sure, but I would say that when you take a look at the evidence out there, and, you know, common sense would tell you that, you know, there are people who have a great deal of influence over the program and seem to be getting their way. You know, it's quite evident, you know, when you take a look at the evidence on a circumstantial basis that, you know, there are people who contribute an awful lot of money that may be having an outsized say in how the program is run. And, you know, in many instances, who knows? And I'm not indicting anybody, but, you know, there's a fear that those people will pull away if they don't get what they want. I understand that. But at some point, somebody's got to, you know, make a stand. We got an opportunity for a new athletic director as well. You know, do we go to the same pool of the same types of athletic directors that we've seen over, you know, a significant number of years? And, you know, when was the last time that we had an athletic director with ties to the University of Maryland? I mean, some people look back and maybe that was Jim Kehoe. You know, that was a number of decades ago. But, you know, you also had sustained success under that type of athletic direction. So I don't have the answer for that. I do know that there are a number of Maryland alumni who are interested in the job, who are high-level executives, one in Major League Baseball, another in the NBA, and then there are some others out there who have the expertise as well. And, you know, the college sports is becoming more like pro sports, if not even worse, in a wild west type of situation that may need that type of outlook as opposed to the traditional college sports outlook. But it's worth, you know, identifying those types of people, interviewing them and see if there is a fit. So when you ask who's leading it and who's making the decisions, I'm not sure. But at some point, you know, we've got to be able to find people who want to be at Maryland, who have Maryland at Maryland's interests at heart, and who are willing to stay. You know, this is their last stop. And again, I use Gary as an example that, you know, that was his last stop. He had opportunities to go other places, but, you know, he was coaching his alma mater and, you know, he brought greatness.
Len Elmore, speaking of greatness, still the all-time leading rebounder in history of University of Maryland men's basketball. Part of that all-Maryland front court for Larry Brown in the early 80s with the Nats, Albert King, Buck Williams running a running wingman. Len's, he's the top gun in that one. Len, appreciate the time as always. Tell everyone real quick what Len Elmore is up to in semi-retirement, at least from a broadcasting standpoint.
I currently teach the business of sports at Columbia University in the sports management department. You know, it's been fun trying to mold the minds of these potential C-suite dwellers in the business of sports. You know, my experiences, I look back and said, you know, I've got all of this institutional knowledge, having run some companies, having been an agent, having been an athlete, and wonder, all right, what am I going to do with it? And so the best thing to do is to utilize it to develop the next set of leaders. So, you know, my hope is that they retain some of what we're teaching out there and going forth and, you know, set a new paradigm in leadership and sports, because Lord knows we need it.